4 with the first at 11:45 today. All right, we're going to take a break on Racing HQ. After the break, we'll be previewing Randwick with Paul Joyce. And just a reminder again, Peter Alice and the tips for Morfordville a little bit earlier than normal. They'll be on at 10:50 this morning on your Racing Leader.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Amber's huge factory direct sale is on. Up to 50% off indoor tiles, plus massive savings on pavers and stone. Hurry in store while stocks last. Ends June 30. Amber has the answer. Crews are attending to a factory fire in Greenacre. That's on Brunker Road at Beresford Avenue. There's a burst water main in Auburn causing dramas on Parramatta Road. That's citybound just before Stubbs Street. We're seeing traffic on the Great Western Highway in Katoomba with the Winter Magic Festival on. And they're removing the Southern Toll Plaza on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Speed is reduced in both directions. Right now, get up to 40% off beautiful bedroom furniture during the Snooze Stocktake Sale. Hurry, the Snooze Stocktake Sale is on now. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio travels far and wide to bring you the best in thoroughbred racing. Sunday, we're off to the northwest for Coonamble Cannonball Race Day. Race morning preview at 10 this Sunday on Sky Sports Radio.
Bingley provides the perfect home office solution with a bonus print and protect pack with any Intel laptop purchase. Take advantage of the small business tax deductions and head to Bingley.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by TAB and Twin Hill Stud, home of Bobby Skinnon and Odyssey Moon.
Yes, and in the next 25 to 30 minutes, our full preview with Paul Joyce for Randwick Racing coming up in a moment. But there's nothing bigger than the guest, the first guest on this 30-minute program, and it's the pumper, Jim Cassidy. Good morning, Jimbo.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. It's been ages, and you're heading to Randwick today for this special Can Assist Lunch Day, and you're hosting it.
I've just walked on course with Brett Devine. We're taking a bit of merchandise upstairs and a beautiful day out here at Randwick.
Mate, have you ever been the master of ceremonies before?
Oh, look, I've done it a few times, especially at my own parties at home.
Hey, now...
day to day for Can Assist for Cancer. I was actually here last year. Helping out and a little bit more of a role today, but really looking forward to raising some good money, obviously, for the for Can Assist for Cancer.
Yeah, exactly. It's become such a big day out there, and this year there's country folk coming down to meet the city, so that makes it even a bit bigger.
Oh, look, there's an enormous amount of people coming from the country region. Obviously, that's what it's for the cancer, for people in the country region that aren't as fortunate to be able to get medication and money to go through, the routine of cancer. So it's a marvellous foundation, and they raise a lot of money to help an enormous amount of people from the country region.
Yeah, well, simply it is. Can Assist provides accommodation and financial assistance to people from the country and regional New South Wales, and they come today and they enjoy this day. There's 52 different branches right around country New South Wales of Can Assist, and we certainly hope they've been listening this morning. They've got all the winners, and they enjoy the day out there. And Jim, Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, got into a bit of strife a couple of weeks ago when he spoke at a he didn't think it would be reported, but it ended up it did. Are you going to drop anything today that we should be knowing about?
Nothing, Andrew. It'll all be above board. We're here to raise money. We'll be having a lot of fun. There's some great memorabilia. I've got some of my own, and there's some stuff from Winks. My great mate Jerry Harvey's donated some great prizes up to Byron Bay. So fantastic. Really looking forward to a big day, mate.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that sounds good, mate. I just wanted to grab you when it was known you were doing it to have a chat with you, mate. You keeping well?
Yeah, really good, mate. Look, so busy. I done a sporting cancer yesterday with Tubby, and We raised some good money there at Hunter's Hill yesterday for another cancer foundation. So, look, things have been good. I've been very busy, and it's like everything. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, if Vicky's happy, that's all you need to be, mate.
That's all we do, mate.
Yeah, just keep them smiling every morning when they wake up. You have a great day out there, mate. I know you'll really be entertaining, and I hope it's a beauty for everyone from CanAssist.
We'll definitely have a good day. We'll raise some good money, and if you're not even getting to the function, come out and have a day at Randwick. Magnificent day and some good racing, and come and have a good day.
No, I reckon you'd thrive today on a heavy track. Get out in front and really bowl them along and rate it so well. Good luck, Jim.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate. Jim Cassidy looking after the large contingent from the country coming down to the city to be a part of this day, CanAssist Race Day. And Nick Quinn, as we know, is in Brisbane, so Trent Langscales joining us with the markets in the next 25 minutes. Morning to you, Trent.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
And how's it been, mate? People have been just waiting to see what sort of track. We know it's going to be in the heavy range.
I think that's the key point there, Andrew, because of the track that the punters are just keeping the powder dry at the moment, and there has been a couple of races in particular where the scratchings have knocked the fields around a little bit, so I think they're just keeping for most of the races, just waiting to see what happens. But there are a couple that have been well supported in a few of the races at Randwick.
All right, and our regular in this time slot is Paul Joyce. Happy morning to you, Paul.
Happy morning to you, Andrew. Welcome aboard, Trent, and all the listeners out there. Looking forward to getting out there at Randwick today. Fine day. As you said, a heavy track, but on the better side of heavy. And this time of year, there's plenty of mudlarks being set for this time of year.
Exactly. A number of stewards' reports have already come through here. In this first race, Last Starfighter to be ridden more forward and, if possible, lead. So that's Last Starfighter. And Lipsian, preference for the horse to be ridden with cover. That's through from the stewards. What's happening here, Trent, in the first?
Well, with the first at Royal Randwick, Andrew, Last Starfighter, the favourite, has been well supported. Now, there have been a couple of scratchings. So Last Starfighter did open $3.50. There was initial support that has continued through to the $2.60 quote at the moment. Star Galaxy, a little bit easy at $5. Evict has been as much as $7 into $5.50. The others in single figures, you've got Lipizzan at $6, and Music Edition has been back to the price from $17 into $7.50. So in the first, Last Starfighter, the $2.60 favourite.
How do you see it, Paul, in race one?
Yeah, well, good point you made there, Andrew. Truth from the stewards, Last Starfighter with the blinkers first time today. So real intent to find the front, and if they've told stewards that as well, you could expect Last Starfighter to lead, although Music Edition won't hand up, but he's drawn one barrier inside Last Starfighter. Lipizzan, by the sound of things, will hand up, so that puts her in the box seat. And the only other runner that could add some pressure is Evict, the first starter of Godolphins, who showed good pace in his last trial. I've gone 8, 9, 4 and 6, 8 Lipizzan on top. I like the fact that she'll take a trail here because it ensures she'll get the 1,200 metres strongly. Never missed a place from 5 starts. She's had 4 of those on soft and heavy tracks. And last start at Randwick on that heavy 10 behind Champagne Cuddles. So she really did herself no favours in the straight by hanging out badly for Deanne Pena, who just said she had the whip in the wrong hand on that occasion. I think Rachel King today, with the sit, she'll be aware of any antics that Lipizzan's got. And I think Lipizzan with the lightweight is the way to play the first race. Number 9, Star Galaxy, a little filly for Peter and Paul Snowden out of the former mare Jackpot Queen, who loved a wet track, and we saw this horse very convincing on debut at Canterbury, coming from last on the turn. She'll be sitting back off them again today, ready to pounce. I think she's a huge threat. The 4 Last Starfighter, interesting to see what result these blinkers have. He missed a kick last start, which is why he ended up out the back. He did show pace and lead on debut at Canterbury, where he was run down. So whether or not those blinkers can find the extra length or two he needs, we'll find out today. And number 6, Evict, I thought he was the pick of the trialers that are of Godolphin's 3 runners. He is the first starter, though, so he gives away race experience to the other pair. I've gone 8, 9, 4 and 6, so I really will be playing it between Lipizzan and Star Galaxy.
Righto, to race 2 here. Calander and Launch Code came out yesterday. Trent, what's happening in race 2?
Well, pretty much it's been one-way traffic, Andrew, since you touched on those scratchings for Ghostly, one of the better backed on the card at Royal Randwick this afternoon. When the scratchings, though, came through, Ghostly was a $4 chance and is now right into $2.60 favourite. Memes at $4.40, the Pharaoh at $8, Oh Rachel at $9, and then you're getting out to the double figures headed by Aquatic at $10. But Ghostly, one of the better backed on the card, $4 after a couple of those scratchings came through, and now a well-respected $2.60 favourite.
Yeah, $2.60. They both tipped it this morning, Mike and Ron, and I know Mitch fancies it as well. This might be just the vibe horse of the day, Ghostly.
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. Look, I've been on him from the word go after doing the form for this race. It just looks to profile so well for him. Obviously, he's proven in soft and heavy going. He's a convincing last start winner and a super impressive trial winner in between runs. But the way the race maps, Memes, who he knows a real speedster, she'll get along out in front off that draw. But the 1,200 on a heavy track may just find her out late. Oh, Rachel will show a bit of speed, and working across will be the Pharaoh. So that basically puts Ghostly in the gun trailing position, and I think with even luck, Ghostly will be winning. I've gone 3, 4, 7, and 8. I've got Ghostly on top, obviously. Memes for second. She's so consistent. She's won 3 from 4 this prep. It'll just be that last 50 metres if she gets found out today, but she'll give you a great sight out in front. Number 7, Suspenders. She's my roughie for the race. She's trialled in between runs, so don't worry too much about that effort at Scone. She trialled on a heavy 9 at Rose Hill. She cruised through, beating the Pharaoh and Oh Rachel, which are two of the rivals she faces today. She did it very easily. So a double-figure odds for Brad Winnip. I think she's the value play of the race. And number 8, the Pharaoh, I couldn't leave him out off that trial. He's only had the 3 starts and never missed the top 2 finish. Probably the only query with him will be a heavy track. But in saying that, he's a schnitzel, and he seemed to handle it well enough in that trial. So I'll go 3, 4, 7, and 8. Can't turn anyone off Ghostly, but if you're playing the multiples, make sure you put Suspenders in.
Okay, so that's race 2 to race 3. Now, the Schweppes, Stilettoed Vixen, this through from the stewards, to be ridden more forward. So in this race, Stiletto Vixen more forward. What's happening in the market?
Well, we've had the change of favouritism, Andrew, since we went up on Wednesday. It was originally Heavenly Anna at the head of the betting, but Test the World has been $3.60 into now a $3.10 favourite, while Heavenly Anna opened $2.90 on Wednesday is now $3.30. You have Reeby Rampart at $6, Loves of Fantasy $7.50, a couple of $8 in Yuma Desert, and Labdian and the outsider of the field is Stiletto Vixen at $21. So change of favouritism, Test the World now the $3.10 favourite with Heavenly Anna $3.30.
Yeah, the boys this morning, Paul, Mike and Ron, they were a bit dry on Test of the World, given the weight it's got to carry today.
Yeah, 59.5 won't be easy, Andrew, and obviously up in distance could be a little test for her. But look, she maps well in the race from that soft barrier, especially with that news you gave. Leto Vixen going forward just adds a bit more pressure up front with the likes of Yuma Desert and Reeby Rampart also drawn off the track. So I think Test the World now gets the gun run. In saying that, Heavenly Anna will basically be sitting right outside her, I'd imagine. I've gone 2, 1, 8, and 7. The two favourites really stood out here with their heavy track form. Number 2, Test the World. Look, she's in form. She's won 4 from 4 this prep for Bjorn Baker. She was tough last week, picking herself up off the deck to win on that heavy 8 track. So if she's backed up within that 7-day period, I don't think the 1,400 will be a big concern, and I'm not that worried about the weight, because we've got Ty Angler, who's a natural heavyweight jockey, on board anyway. So I'll stick with Test the World to beat the one Heavenly Anna, but she does love these heavy tracks. She was an easy winner here this track and distance last start. Up 2 kilos, so she's got to lump the 61, so she's still lumping more than the main danger. Number 8, Stiletto Vixen. Throw it into your multiples at big, big odds. She's 2 from 2 on heavy tracks. She's going to carry a featherweight of 50 kilos here for Brock Ryan. And the Ryan stable showing some intent by going forward. She'll take some getting past with the lightweight on this heavy track. Stablemate number 7 loves a fantasy. She's always thereabouts on these heavy tracks, but she just struggles to win. So probably throw her in to your trifectas and your first fours. 2, 1, 8, and 7 does look a race between the favourites.
First leg of today's Big Six out of Randwick is race 4, the Tab Highway. It's got a projected pool of around 125,000. And a few scratchings here this morning changed this market a bit as well.
This is one of the races, Andrew, where the scratching of Nick Tock in particular has knocked it around, because Nick Tock was one of the better supported until this morning. So now you have Conniving, the $4 favourite. Barricade at $5. Ulala, $5.50. Atlantic Sentinel, $7.50. Leap of Legend, $8.50. And then you're getting out to double figures. There has been one that's been spec to the price this morning in Plucky Star, as much as 17 into 10. But the punters, they're really not sure with this one. The change of the market with those scratchings is seen them just hold the five for a little bit, but Conniving currently the $4 favourite.
And it was interesting, I spoke with Matt Dunn during the week here, and he thought that maybe Leap of Legend was his best hope, so will be interesting to see how it all works out here, Paul, in race four.
Yeah, it will be, Andrew, because I've got his other two in my four. I haven't got Leap of Legend, but look, the way the race will change also with that scratching of Nick Tock is obviously that Conniving will now get a much easier lead. Nick Tock would have put the pressure on her, but now I've got her basically controlling the tempo in front. V8, the only other on-pace runner, with Leap of Legend and perhaps the 13 runway ready, the other one of Maddie Dunn's going forward. But really, I think the scratching helps Conniving, and the market has adjusted to put her a clear-cut favourite. I've gone 5, 6, 9 and 13. As I said, she finds the frontier for Ty Anglin. She's got form on a heavy track. She ran second behind Clipper here last start, holding off Nick Tock. She did have the race fitness on her side there, so I would have gone with Nick Tock had he turned up today, but he hasn't. And at the 1,200 metres, Conniving's had five starts for 2 wins and 3 seconds. So we've got no worries with her running out the trip, especially given the fact that she may get a bit of a soft lead. So Conniving on top of the six, Abulala. Big first-up win at Gundagai on a soft track. Swooped around the field under 61.5 kilos and won with his head on his chest. He's now had five starts and he's yet to miss a place. So a good upside to number six, Bulala. The 9 Unyielding is a bit of a non-winner. 3 wins from 21 starts, but he's been placed on 13 other occasions. So he's never usually out of the top three. So if you're playing the Quinellas and Trifectas, put Unyielding in. He'll get the blood run out the back and be hitting the line. And the 13, Runway Ready, the other Maddie Dunn horse, I just thought off its win at Grafton on a soft track where it was very dominant. She's coming here lightly raced with upside. The only one of the reason I didn't put Leap of Legend in, Andrew, he just doesn't, to me, he doesn't seem to have any soft or heavy track form. All his best form's on top of the ground. So he might be the best horse of the three, but I don't think the conditions will suit him today. 5, 6, 9 and 13 for me.
We posed the question much earlier today about Brenton Abdullah, how he's riding Unyielding when he rode convening last run. I've been told in the last hour that the manager and Brenton decided to pay some loyalty to Proven Thoroughbreds, and they took the ride on Unyielding quite early when they knew the horse was going there. So that gives us a line of what's happened with Brenton Abdullah. To race five, the Ron Finneymore Transport.
Another race here, Andrew, where the punters, they're just not sure what to make of it so far. You've got Collateral, the $2.60 favourite, Richard of York, $3.90, Danger, $8, Northern Journey, $9, and then in the double figures, you've got Get on the Grange and Quartermaster, $10, Epsom Hill, $12, and Dowston Charlie, the outsider, at $16. But there hasn't been a concerted push for any runner in particular, but it is dominated by Collateral at $2.60 and Richard of York, $3.90.
How's this one come up, Paul?
Yeah, Richard of York, the likely leader. Most people have him leading on their speed maps. But I think Epsom Hill, the horse of Hayes and Dabernig, will probably add a bit of pressure there from the outside gate with the light weight. The only other runner that goes forward looks to be Get on the Grange, but he generally likes to take a sit. Collateral, bit of a tricky gate, but there should be plenty of opportunity for Ty Anglin to slot in there, fourth or fifth. If he gets posted wide, he could kick forward, but I'd expect him to get in okay. My number's 4259, sticking with the inform Collateral, another one of these Bjorn Baker horses that's just holding his form, getting that picket fence next to his name. 3 from 3 on the heavy track. That's the huge tick for me. The big query, jumping up to 2,400 metres. But the way he's been going, beating Esther Crage 2 starts ago, Esther Crage has come out and won well since. And then last week, of course, beating Cars Off and Speed Hero convincingly at Rose Hill. I just think he's the horse with upside. He is flying. And he loves a heavy track. I'll go with him over the 2, Richard of York, who is dropping back from 32 to 2,400. That's got to be of some concern, but he's a genuine mudlark. He has form over the distance. He's just giving Collateral, who's an in-form winning horse, 2 kilos in weight. So I'm swinging Collateral's way. Number 5, Northern Journey, decent heavy track form, 4 wins and 2 placings from 10 starts. So he's a bit of a sneaky Victorian to keep an eye on. And I thought number 9, Epsom Hill, if you're looking for a real blowout result, the lightweight, carrying virtually nothing, 50 kilos, does have some soft and heavy track form. And I think he'll be up on speed, so he'll make the others get past him. I'll go 4, 2, 5, and 9. Would be surprised if either of the favourites get beaten, but if they do, I think it'll be one of the Victorians.
Okay, to race 6, the racing to win. A lot of Stuart updates here. We were talking about, and we did it in our Quaddie podcast preview on Wednesday or Thursday with you, Paul, but these are the Stuart's updates this morning. Zayam to be ridden more forward. Ouvray from a wide draw to be ridden quiet. And Old North, if circumstances allow, the intention is to be ridden more forward. So in a race that lacked pace, there's some changes from the Stuarts in the last half an hour or so.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. And what's the market association, Trent?
Well, it is open here, the first leg of the Quaddie, Paul, but Leopari has been back this morning from $4.40 into $4. You have Old North and Sultan of Swing. They're both at $5. Mare Nostro at $6.50, and the others in single figures, Sound Proposition at $7 and Very Delicious $8. So it is an open way to start the Quaddie there at Royal Randwick, but Leopari has had the most support this morning from $4.40 into $4.
Yeah, well, look, I think Zayam will take up the running, according to what we've just heard. So that's my leader here. I think Mare Nostro will be right there. Obviously, Ouvray, they'll try and go back if he settles early. If he doesn't, he'll have to go forward eventually off the wide gate anyway. And the only other runner, Old North, who you wouldn't have expected to be handy, but stay from that gate, they look as though they'll show a bit of intent early. Look, I'll go 2, 6, 7, 9. I'll stick with Mare Nostro. He's an absolute mudlark, this horse. 9 starts in heavy, 4 wins, 4 placings. His similar stats on soft, he's had 4 wins in the soft. He's better at Rose Hill, no doubt. He's not a Randwick horse as such, but in this smallish field today, up near the speed, I think he's going to be very hard to get past at the $6.50. He's had 2 trials coming into this, and they've both been terrific. So I think Chris Waller's got this horse right back at his best, and if he's at his best today, he'll win this race. Number 6, Very Delicious. She's another one that loves heavy tracks. 6 starts, 3 wins, 3 placings in heavy. Never really been convinced she's a strong miler, especially at Randwick, but the slow tempo today will suit, and she's coming off a 1630-metre run at Doomben where she hit the line, so there's no reason she won't get it today. The 7 Leopari knocked me off last week thanks to an absolute pearler of a Hugh Bowman ride. Today, will it get such a good ride by Andrew Atkins? We couldn't possibly, but we get the 1.5-kilo claim, so it gets in light. We do have an informed galloper there. And the 9 Sultan of Swing has turned up to race here now, so you've got to respect that. Gets in with a very light weight again. Terrific run at Rose Hill behind Louis C.K. last start. The only query, this is his first run in heavy, but he's had 3 wins on soft. So I've gone 2, 6, 7, and 9. I'll be playing very confidently around Mare Nostro in the 6.
Righto, we're moving through Randwick to race 7. Again, Trent, this is a one that certainly changed this morning. The Stewards' report tell us that ins and outs will go forward. Ins and outs to go forward in this race.
Well, the complexion has changed, Andrew, with Sir Backus coming out. Now, I will say the favourite, Tessera, had been well supported even with Sir Backus in the field. When we went up on Wednesday, Tessera opened $7.50 and before a couple of scratchings yesterday, got into a short as $3.60 and is now the $2.50 favourite. But hasn't been a great deal of support this morning. You've got Cadiro, who's been a little easy, $3.30 to $3.50. The one they've come for this morning is Ins and Out, $6.50 into $4.80. And then the others in the field, Boss Lane, $8.50, Mount Nebo, $10. Wouldn't It Be Nice, $13. And Ninth Legion is the $16 outsider. So Tessera, there was a lot of early support, $2.50 favourite, but the one that has received the most backing this morning is Ins and Out, now a $4.80 third favourite.
And as I say here, Paul, Stewart's note, to be ridden more forward, Ins and Out.
Yeah, look, I'd suggest he'll lead then, Andrew, if they go forward on him, because he can get a little bit keen, but I like him when he goes to the front. I think that's his best way to ride him, especially on a heavy track, because he's got no weight, and he'll give a very bold sight, and he is in my numbers, and he is in my quaddie. I've gone 9, 3, 5, and 7. I've got the 9 on top to Sierra. I just couldn't get away from him with the form lines he's got coming into this. The Group 3 run in the Gold Coast Guineas, only beaten in a photo. And then in the Fred Best Classic, another Group 3 up there, he got into all sorts of strife mid-straight after sitting wide. So a total forgive run. His trial since on a heavy track at Warwick Farm was terrific. And Ghostly beat him in that trial. So we'll already have a good guide on how Ghostly goes earlier in the day. And Tessera, to me, class runner, no weight, gets through the heavy, is the obvious horse to beat. Number 3, Mount Nebo, if you're looking for a real value play, I've got it in for second. He's had 5 starts over the Randwick 1200, never missed a place, and he's won twice. and his heavy track stats and soft track stats clearly superior to when he's on top of the ground. So everything in Mount Nebo's favour today at the double figures. Number five, Cadero, probably not as good on a heavy as he is on soft. So we saw that last start in the June Stakes coming off that big win in the At Sea. He wasn't as good behind the Monstar. But if we get close to that soft range, Cadero obviously right in the mix. And seven ins and out, as we've said, goes to the front, lightweight, will give them plenty to catch. I've gone 9, 3, 5, and 7 in race 7.
Race 8 is the professionals at Tamworth. They come down for the City Assist Race Day. It's a benchmark 78 here. Trent?
This looks a tough assignment here, Andrew, but I will say that Level 8, the favourite, has been well supported from as much as $9.50 during the week into now the $4.60 favourite. You've got Wild and Famous at 5, Clear the Beach at 5.50, Imperator Augustus at 6, Palathronius at 7.50, and then you're getting out to the double figures headed by Recalculate at $12. So Level 8, as much as $9.50 in the week, is now the $4.60 favourite in the 8th race at Royal Randwick.
All right, how do you play this one, Paul?
Well, Clear the Beach will go forward and try and lead, but the Victorian Recalculate will come across with him and put a bit of pressure on. The other galloper that will keep them honest is Imperator Augustus, who likes to lead. So we've got three genuine on paces here, and that to me gives number five, Palathronius, the gun run, along with horses such as Gold Ambition and even Level 8, the horse that all the money's come for. I've gone 5, 10, 3 and 14. I'm sticking with Palathronius. So look, he's had three starts in heavy for three wins, so these are his conditions. He's come back in great form this prep, winning 2 from 2. First up was on a good track at Kembla, carrying a big weight. And then at Warwick Farm last start, he was never seriously threatened, despite only getting home by a neck, beating Level 8 on that occasion. Gun run stuff, loves a heavy track. I can't get away from him at the $7.50. The horse they've backed to beat him is the horse he actually held off last start, Level 8. Now, the blinkers have gone back on. He gets a positive swing at the weights. He likes heavy tracks. But I just don't know if he's got that winning conviction that Palathronius does. He's had 15 starts for 2 wins and 10 placings. So we'll find out today whether he can get the wood up on Palathronius, who definitely had the wood on him last time. Number 3, Recalculate. Real interesting runner coming up from Victoria. Colin Scott trained. Great strike rate. Last 2 starts victories and loves a wet track. I'm tipping he's come up here exactly for this reason, to strike a heavy track. And number 14, Imperator Augustus. Well, he'll make his own luck up on speed. He gets through this sort of going, and he's hard fit from recent racing. I'll go 5, 10, 3 and 14, but there's no way I'm going to jump off Palathronius.
Understand that thought. What about the last here, the 1,000-metre sprint on an improving track?
Well, hopefully you're alive in both the quad and the big six, because this is a difficult assignment to finish the day at Royal Randwick. You've got Sangiovese and Wide Acclaim. They are sharing favouritism at $5.50. You've got Argentor, who was an emergency, has got into the field and was as much as $9.50 into now $6.50. You've got Rose of Man, $9.50. Ice Bucket and Loverboy Charlie, both at 10. Lion Couchant and Minnesota, they're both at 11. And even ISO Rich, opened $21 on Wednesday, has been specced into $12. So tough way to finish the day at Royal Randwick. Sangiovese and Wide Acclaim, they're the equal favourites at $5.50. But there has been support for Argentor, and then at a bigger price, ISO Rich, 21 into 12.
Yeah, Duff hit Argentor this morning for Brenton Abdullah and Joe Pride. How do you see the last, Paul?
Yeah, look, they'll fly along, that's for sure. Speed through Lion Couchant, Esgrimador drawn out, and then we've got Wide Acclaim drawn closer to the middle. They'll really fly along in the last. I've gone 1, 2, 6, 11. Look, I was toying with Argentor getting into the top four, but I've just left him out in the end. He'll probably get too far back, but he will be ripping home. 1, 2, 6, 11, Ice Bucket on top. He's a horse I love to back when he comes to town. He always seems to find the right grade. He's a tough, open company sprinter in the bush. Loves a heavy track. He's 1 from 1 here at Randwick over 1,000. And I think if we edge into that soft range, he's had 7 starts on soft and finished in the Quinella on 6 times. So he'll give you a great sight of the double figures in the last. Number 2, Sangiovese, the obvious danger. Last start winner on a heavy track. Great stats at the 1,000 metres. And she's got the ability just to take a sit behind this hot tempo. So she'll be in the right spot turning for home. The 6, Wide Acclaim, loves a heavy track. 7 starts in the Quinella 5 times. Lightweight with the Ampania's claim. He'll be right up there in the firing line. And the other one I added for 4th was the 11, Minnesota. She'll just get that lovely soft run off the gate. She handles all sorts of going, particularly the soft. and she obviously she gets him very light with the claim for Brock Ryan. So I'm sticking with horses that are going to be thereabouts rather than those right out the back, but the tempo will be hot, so perhaps the backmarkers can get involved late. I'll go 1, 2, 6 and 11 in the last.
All right, have you got a standout bet?
Yeah, sticking with Pelothronius at the 750. Yep. I just think it's massive overs. So race 8, number 5, Pelothronius at the 750. You could back him each way, but I'll be backing him straight out.
All right, and how are you playing the quaddie?
Yeah, not too different than what we podcasted, Andrew. There's been a couple of scratchings. So these are the new numbers. First leg, 2, 6, 7 and 9. Second leg, 9, 3, 5 and 7. We're going wide in the third leg, 5, 10, 3, 14 and 7. Then we bring it home in the last with numbers 1, 2 and 6. $24 for 10%. And I do think if we can manage...